Push came out as a single, and, you know, we went from playing literally 5-10 people in a room, and a lot of those were people who were with us, to overnight pulling into Birmingham, Alabama, and there was over 1,000 people. And we were like, what's going on? And they had started playing Push before everyone else did. So it was like, and then once that started happening, it just started kind of going. And everything, we were always off the road. We never stopped touring through that whole first record. So by the end of it, that was like 3 years. And by the end of it, you know, we had started off playing with nobody and ended up playing arenas on that first record. So I think by the time we were done, we were like, wow. How did that happen? But I don't think we've ever thought that we've kind of made it as a band. I mean, I think now, you know, one of the things about doing this record was kind of looking back at our career and looking at, you know, that we've done and then looking where we're going. And now I think we're kind of comfortable where we are. But we were always looking at the people that we idolized and saying how much better they did it than we did it. And trying to, you know,
like, who were some of those people?
I mean, I went to one last night. I went to go see the 3D movie, the U2 3D movie last night.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, we have a pretty good night show, and you know, we've been playing arenas for a long time. I think we're kind of okay at it. And then I watched them do it. I'm like, wow, we don't know anything of what we're doing.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to top U2.
It is, but I kind of feel like you should. Those are the goals you should set. You know, even if you don't do it, it's kind of not even about whether or not you do it or not do it. It's the fact that that's what you're going for.
I guess that's a pretty good role model.
Yeah, I mean, no one does it better than they do.
And at the same time, you kind of seem to show a bit of self-deprecating humor with the title you chose for your new album. I mean, why'd you settle with that one?
It's almost kind of the opposite for us. It's almost like empowering to call our record that, for lack of a better word. In the sense of, we caught a lot of shit in Nashville.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We were pretty beat up, and a lot of times it's kind of hard not to take some of that seriously. Sometimes you're like, oh wow, what are they saying? Is that really true? I guess we're not, you know, I guess they're absolutely right about it. It can easily kind of bring you down about what you do. And then I think it's just now we're at the point where we're just like, no, we like what we do, and we think we're pretty good at it. And I don't care if some, you know, someone who's writing a column doesn't like it, that's fine. There are people who do. And I think it was more about us saying, you know, we like making music for mass amounts of people. We like the fact that a lot of people like what we do. And we don't, like, sit there and try to do it, but that's just what comes out of us. That's just how we make records. That's what appeals to us. So it's almost like we were just saying, okay, we're finally comfortable with this.
But it sounds like there was a time that you, actually read the reviews and you kind of took some of that stuff personally.
Oh, without a doubt, we took it all to heart.
Can you think of like an especially like scathing review?
No, I mean,
like,
there were so many of them.
Or kind of maybe I remember
seeing a review of an Everclear record where they totally ripped us apart, and I was like, really? I'm not even in that band.
and how'd you get involved?
Exactly. I was like, don't bring me into this.
it was things like that. I mean, it was pretty much, you know, we became very successful on our first records, and we became a symbol for a certain type of music that wasn't necessarily what we do. And I think that, you know, I think it's funny now I notice that we, you know, people are kind of realizing what it is that we do. It's almost like we were the last to realize.